The real estate empire built by a group of insolvent, out-of-town landlords linked to SID developments, including dozens of properties in the Sioux and Northern Ontario, is now in the process of being sold off as the result of ongoing insolvency proceedings. Last week, Ontario Superior Court Justice Peter J. Osborne officially endorsed an order approving the sale of 323 properties to secured lenders through the credit bid process, which allows those with first and second mortgages to bid the face value of their secured debts on the properties being liquidated. The properties being sold off in the credit bid process account for 79% of the insolvent landlord's portfolio. A total of 117 properties in Sault Ste. Marie are expected to be acquired by new owners in the process. The majority of the properties are being bought up by Big North Capital Inc., a vehicle created by a group of secured lenders to finance and hold numerous properties. In his December 6 endorsement, Osborne acknowledged the significant number of people who have been adversely affected by this entire situation. In approving the transactions as I am doing today, the court is not for a moment condoning the actions and events that led to the unfortunate situation in which all affected stakeholders find themselves today, he wrote. As noted, however, I am satisfied that approving the relief sought today represents the best and most advantageous path forward and maximizes outcomes and recoveries in challenging circumstances. Once the sales are finalized, there will be just 84 properties remaining in the landlord's portfolio, a small fraction of the rental properties that a group of corporations linked to SID developments acquired amid falling house prices during the COVID-19 pandemic. The now insolvent landlords, Dylan Suter, Ryan Milani, former YTV child actor Robbie Clark and his wife Aruba Butt, collectively owned more than 600 rental units across Ontario, including the Sioux, Sudbury and Timmins. The group owned 200 rental units in the Sioux alone, 69 of which currently sit vacant. In all, there are 11 insolvent corporations that are part of a complex corporate web closely linked to SID developments, which Clark founded with the goal of building a real estate empire by acquiring hundreds of properties in distressed real estate markets in Ontario. Court documents have revealed that the majority of the group's real estate holdings were made possible with the aid of 500 mortgages and 800 promissory loan notes. The landlords filed for protection from numerous lenders in January, claiming $144 million in debt and less than $100,000 in the bank. The court-ordered protection also extends to more than 30 civil lawsuits against the group of insolvent corporations, with 8 of the suits filed in the Sioux alone. A subsequent investigation by the court-appointed monitor overseeing the insolvency proceedings concluded the landlords diverted, misused or misappropriated funds, borrowed from lenders, with some of it covering a number of extravagant purchases such as private jets, luxury hotels and a $5,000 tab at a Miami strip club, while struggling to pay municipal taxes, utility bills and contractors. Creditor protection for Butt, Clark, Milani and Suter has been extended until February 28, 2025, to give KSV restructuring time to close the sale of the 323 properties, as well as to work with stakeholders to formulate and implement a liquidation plan for the remaining properties in the portfolio. The receiver for Lion's Share Group Inc. The lender on 602 of the promissory notes used to help fund the insolvent landlord's real estate empire is now seeking a bankruptcy order against Suter. The receiver claims that Suter owes Lion's Share roughly $23 million, according to court documents, but Suter contends that his true debt to the lender is $2.6 million. Suter has contested that bankruptcy order, with the matter scheduled to be heard in Ontario Superior Court in February of next year. Here is a list of the properties that are being sold off in Sault Ste. Marie as part of the credit bid process, as of December 17. 428 Wellington Street. E. 1050 McNabb Street. 325 Alexandra Street. 156 St. George Avenue. East. 8 McDonald Avenue. 29 Hamilton Avenue. 377 Wilson Street. 237 Wellington Street. E. 145 Biggings Avenue, 8 Grosvenor Avenue, 370 Pine Street, 125 Grosvenor Avenue, 13 Grosvenor Avenue, 637 Queen Street, W. 634 Portage Lane, 169 Andrew Street, 168 Central Park Avenue, 18 Stevens Street, 365 Bruce Street, 29 Alberta Avenue, 30 Grosvenor Avenue, 59 Treelawn Avenue, 118 Grosvenor Avenue, 22 Party Avenue, 6 Spruce Street, S. 38 Birch Street, 78 Birch Street, 51 Party Avenue, 68 St. George Avenue, E. 116 Railroad Avenue, 104 London Street, 128 Dennis Street, 251-253 Wellington Street, E. 126 Tancred Street, 176 March Street, 84 Pilgrim Street, 127 Pine Street, 162 Biggings Avenue, 182 Biggings Avenue, 1224 Wellington Street, E. 71 Kent Avenue, 690 Pine Street, 107 Breton Road, 1314 Wellington Street, E. 226 Albert Street, W. 25 Elmwood Avenue, 40 Algoma Avenue, 363 7th Avenue, 545 Nelson Street, 406 Wallace Terrace, 52 Edinburgh Street, 31 Wellington Street, W. 123 Goulet Avenue, 376 Borden Avenue, 491 Second Line West, 502 John Street, 514 Wallace Terrace, 400 Wallace Terrace, 327 Franklin Street, 299 Goulet Avenue, 499 Second Line West, 456 Douglas Street, 352 Moody Street, 488 Morin Street, 387 Morin Street, 258 St. James Street, 88 Wallace Terrace, 707 Wellington Street, W. 322 Doncaster Road, 278 Selby Road, 349 Douglas Street, 348 First Avenue, 216 Goulet Avenue, 117 Turner Avenue, 329 Goulet Avenue, 682 Wellington Street, W. 78 Bloor Street, S. 565 Bush Street, 561 John Street, 538 Northland Road, 397 Northland Road, 157 Bloor Street, W. 15 St. George Avenue, W. 24 St. Andrews Terrace, 351 Bloor Street, W. 355 Franklin Avenue, 357 Gillies Street, 84 Wallace Terrace, 567 Wellington Street, W. 150 Henrietta Avenue, 48 Churchill Avenue, 627 Farwell Terrace, 340 Cora Road, 359 Farwell Terrace, 433 Woodcroft Avenue, 342 6th Avenue, 484 1st Avenue, 423 2nd Avenue, 174 Goulet Avenue, 774 Bonnie Street, 479 2nd Line West, 145 Carafel Avenue, 566 Douglas Avenue, 105 Victor Emmanuel Avenue, 556 Cooper Street, 783 Cooper Street, 12 Winfield Drive, 39 Chippewa Street, 386 Borden Avenue, 162 Spadina Avenue, 180 Glasgow Avenue, 387 North Street, 660 Wellington Street, W. 147 Glasgow Avenue, 223 Beverly Street, 580 Morrison Avenue, 79 Kitchener Road. Note: this story was updated with additional information December 17, 2024.